النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Dialogue. I'm your host Mahdi. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed Imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, his select, his party, the case of his knowledge, his argument, his path, his light, his proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. In this dialogue, which by the grace of Allah we have been covering for quite a few programs now, because the dialogue is quite lengthy, we find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was talking about compulsion, free will, their absoluteness, and how the reality is that this is a matter in between these two matters, and this is a bain al-amrain, as it is known in Arabic. This is what the actual situation is. It is neither absolute compulsion, neither is it absolute free will, but it's something that is in between the two. After talking about compulsion in a lengthy discussion and talking about free will in a lengthy discussion and refuting both of them via logical reasonings in the Holy Quran, we find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam then proves the concept of the matter between the two matters, this amrun bayn al-amrain, if you wish. And he says that we, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, the divinely appointed Imams alayhim as-salam, peace and blessings upon them all, we say that Allah the Almighty created people by His power. So now you're talking about a certain kind of compulsion, and then gave them the ability of obeying Him. Now here we're talking about a certain kind of free will, keeping in mind that neither of them are absolute. So once again, Allah the Almighty created people by His power and gave them the ability of obeying Him. He ordered them to do what He wanted. Right? Again, this is a kind of compulsion. And forbade the people from what He, Allah, wanted to forbid them from. Again, in continuation, a kind of compulsion. And then Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam says that Allah accepted from the people their obedience to His orders. And He was pleased by their obedience. He was satisfied, happy by their obedience. And Allah prohibited them from disobeying Him, dispraised and put down, if you will, the disobeyers, and punished them for that. Allah is the one who has the choice of enjoining upon people doing some things that is pleasing to Him and forbidding the people from other things that Allah hates. It is Allah who punishes for disobedience due to the ability, this free will, that Allah has given to His people by which they obey Allah and avoid His prohibitions, because Allah is just, fair, wise. So, subhanAllah, I think this is a good place where we can end this whole discussion of compulsion and free will in this one conversation that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam has. His Eminence has other conversations where he talks about the same issue. Again, as we said in many of our programs regarding this specific conversation, that these discussions were there because these were very confusing matters, and even in the present day. But alhamdulillah, we have reached this point where we have been proven, or it has been proven to us by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, that it is a matter between the two matters. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.